大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
今天的节目呢，要讲讲我们中国英语学习者最常犯的 I think this is among the top three English grammar mistakes that a lot of Chinese speakers make. 因为在中文里面我们非常习惯说虽然但是 But, 但是 in English, 不能说 although 怎么怎么样But, 怎么怎么样对吗
That's right. So, Jenny knows, a lot of you guys know too, that a very favorite pet phrase of mine is low-hanging fruit. So today, we're going after the, let's say, low-hanging butts.
Low-hanging fruit 就是最容易得到的、最容易克服的一些问题哈。所以我觉得对，如果想改变自己英语语法经常犯的一些错误 Maybe just target this although but Stop saying but Although 就可以了That's the end of the show
That's it, see ya Now if you guys are at that level where you've already picked this fruit Don't worry, we've got something for you as well Because as you know, there are a lot of differentsynonyms or a lot of different words that kind of mean the same thing as but not really.
啊，比如什么 however 啊，这样。
Right, despite all these words. So there's something for everyone today.
Okay, but let's just start with this common mistake, using although and but in the same sentence. 这个是 is it just native speakers don't say it because it's not natural or is itJust a grammar mistake, 是语法上错误的 you should not be using that.
It's a grammar mistake.
是个语法错误啊。
That's right.
哎，为什么？因为我们中文里面真的就是太习惯了，虽然怎么样，但是怎么样？为什么英语里面它就是不让我们用这个 but 呢？让我很难过。
Well, it's really funny because this is one of the first things that we learn in Chinese, one of the first patterns. And I guess I do remember thinking like,Why are they adding this extra word?
Oh, 所以你们是觉得 although 讲了虽然就是后面 imply 会有一个转折是吧
Yes, absolutely.
再用一个 but 就是多余就不需要
Right, it's a little bit superfluous.
然后 whoever, you know, made the English grammar mistake, they said, 这个不仅是不需要 it's wrong.
That's right, John Grammar, he didn't agree.
好，所以我觉得这个就是要克服的一个习惯，因为用我们母语的这个规律嘛，真的就是只要说了 although 后面 but 就脱口而出。So we're telling you just to really cut it out， 不要讲 but。
That's right。
但是我们来举个例子好吗？虽然我很累，但是我还是出去 party 了。
Okay, although I'm very tired, I'm still gonna go party.
所以就不会说 although I'm tired, but I'm still gonna go party. 你就要把那个 but remove.
Right, just remove it.
诶，那 although 英语里面还有一些很像的词啊，比如 even though, 还有 though, 是不是只要有这个 though 的出现，后面都不能用 but?
Right, yeah, exactly. There's no need to say two of them together. That is what we need to hammer home repeatedly here.
那不能用 but, 但是 but 的近义词 however 能用吗
The only difference is really going to be where the word goes. So although we'll probably go at the beginning. You guys all know but goes in the middle. I was tired, but I went to the party. And then the other main word we use all the time is though, and that one goes at the end. I'm tired, I'm still going to the party though.
啊，所以 though 一般都在句子末尾吗？就我不能说 though I'm tired, I'm still going to the party?
Ooh, I mean you could. No one is going to misunderstand you if you said that. When though is at the beginning, it sounds really formal and almost poetic.
啊，就是听起来很正式，然后你说什么像一首诗一样 poetic， 那不是很高级吗 ？I want to sound like a poet, you know.
Do you think you're going to have a lot of friends if you go around, though I was as tired as Hercules?
好了，不要再老是累啊 party 的例句，我们再举两个不同的例子好吗
Sure, sounds good. How about this one? I went to have dinner with my cousin's family yesterday, And they made dumplings really, really good. So although I was full, I still continued to eat dumplings, or I ate more dumplings.
哦，对，虽然饱了，还是忍不住，对吧？又多吃了一些饺子啊。Well, that's like me. Although I was full, I still finished dessert. 因为甜品有另外一个 stomach, 另外一个胃。哎，所以我们刚刚举的这几个例子啊，大家有没有发现？就是虽然啊，你 although, even though, though 后面不能用转折词，比如 but 和 however, 但是你可以用 still. And it carries that meaning, right? 就是尽管我已经饱了，但是我还是 still, 我仍然、right. 我仍然吃的甜品。
Right, exactly. You can omit still, you can not say still, and that's fine, but still just really helps to get your meaning across.
对，加了 still 就是那个转折就更加的明显啊。好，那前面我们的例子讲了 although I am tired, although I was full, 这个时态、那 although 可以和将来时用在一起吗？
Yeah, I suppose, although it will rain, I still have to go to soccer practice.
在加拿大真的是像我儿子现在他周末都会去一个足球兴趣班风雨无阻然后中国的妈妈就很担心了说天哪刮风下雨特别下雨还要去踢吗然后教练说除非是那种倾盆大雨不然我们The match must go on. The game must go on.
That's right. Although the Chinese moms are very worried, the game still must go on.
好，那看完了那么多 although, though, even though, let's move on to some other words and phrases. 他们都有即便如此啊，尽管啊，虽然的意思。那 this first pair is...
Despite and in spite of.
那他们长得很像啊，是 cousin, 意思也很像，对吧？
Yeah, well, I'd even say they're brothers, sisters. And remember that spite is not a pleasant thing. You were spiting something, it means like, I don't care about you, you're not important. So when we say despite, we're really saying things like, yeah, okay, traffic was really bad, but you know what, traffic? I still made it to work on time, so there!
比如说, despite leaving late, I still got here on time.Or in spite of the bad traffic, I still got here on time.
Right, so that feeling of spite is you saying, you know, like, ha-ha, traffic, nah, you tried to win, but I won.
Okay, 那 despite 和 in spite of 都是其实就跟 although, even though 的意思很像啊。然后呢，也跟 although, even though 一样，后面咱们都不加 but, 对吧？
That's right.
但是呢，也可以用 still， 比如说 ，despite her mom's objections， she still married him。尽管妈妈反对，但她还是跟那个人结婚了。
That's right. That's right.
那despite 和 in spite of 呢？大家要注意的就是 ，despite 后面可以加名词，也可以加动名词。但是 in spite of Adam 后面一般都是加什么？
Just a noun. So just in spite of.Something, in spite of a thing.
比如 in spite of the traffic, 虽然交通很不好但我还是我没迟到对吧 We wouldn't really say in spite of having bad traffic or 那种
It's better to say despite leaving late or despite waking up late.
Okay, got it. 那除了 despite 和 in spite 这一对 brothers or sisters 以外呢另外还有一些近义词
Well, there's also while.
Oh, while. W-H-I-L-E.
That's right.
这个 while 它意思也很多其中有一个意思是 it's closely related to time. 就比如说我工作的时候我儿子在睡觉什么。while I was working, my son was sleeping. 但我们这里用的是我们更加注重它那个就是 although, even though 的意思。尽管。
Right, so to recycle that old favorite example, while Jenny is tired, she still is going to go to the party.
所以 while 呢，它其实也是在强调说有两件事情 and they're usually like conflicting forces. 虽然 A 这件事情是成立的，但是呢，另外还有 B 这个事实。比如说 while he is competent, he is not outstanding.
Oh, no, Jenny, did you read that?
I'm not talking about you.
My 360 report?
没有，这里这个意思就是 while 他很有能力，这是一个事实成立的。He's not outstanding, 但他没有那么的出色。
Aw, poor guy. Well, maybe he can step up a bit.
Maybe. 但这里 I'm guessing we also shouldn't be adding but or however, 是吧?
That's right.
好，那我们今天最后要介绍的即便虽然这个近义词是
Next up is even if.
Even if. If 是如果是一种假设是吗?
That's right. So a lot of people ask questions about this phrase, even if...And its close cousin, even though. And、oh. I never really understand what the problem is. They seem very different in my mind. Because one is if and one is though. Though is a real thing. If is not a real thing.
对，所以 even though 后面跟的是一个事实，已经发生的事情哈。Even if 后面跟的是一个假设。比如说 the football match will go on even if it rains. 即便明天下雨，但是足球比赛还是会进行。
Right, or we could imagine that same soccer game. Jenny and I are watching a soccer game while it's raining. So even though it's raining, the game has not been canceled yet, or the game has been continued.
Okay, 所以用 even though 就是说已经下雨了，不是这个天气预报说明天有可能下雨。
Right, right, exactly. Even though it's raining, or to go back to the traffic example, even though there's lots of traffic, you know, Jenny really knows the roads well, so she can make it to work on time every day.
Okay, 所以记住 even though 后面跟的是事实 it's a fact, even if, 因为 if 如果是一个假设 so it's something that has not happened yet or you're not sure about.
That's right.
好，那我们今天 I think we talked a lot about, you know, although, even though, though, 后面不要用 but, however, 这样明显的转折词。但是呢，你可以用 still. Although I was full, I still finished the dessert. 这个是我们今天最最重要的一个语法课，一个语法信息要跟大家分享。然后我们也说了它的近义词，比如 despite, in spite of,While, even if, even though. Remember, please do not use words such as but or however with these words.
But don't forget, you can always use your old friend still.
Still. 对对其实讲到 but, 我知道我们今天 we're running out of time, but we also get a lot of questions about, you know, however, nonetheless, nevertheless, 和 but 很像的这些词有什么区别吗能和 although 一起用吗? How about we do that for another show?
Okay, sounds good to me.
那我们今天的节目就到这儿。如果对这个语法点你还有任何问题的话呢，可以在留言专区跟我们分享。And 我们用户群里面语法非常强的朋友 please help out in answering those questions.
That's right. We are always happy to get your comments and we're even happier to see you guys.Helping each other with those comments.
好，感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Bye, guys!